Why is the chicken in jail in Georgia? Because he crossed the road. There you go. That's the joke.
I would start naming my fingers Pew Pew Pistols.
What's up, everyone?
Hail.
You are listening to the Applesauce Podcast. My name is Mike, and this is my co-host, Aaron. And we are excited to bring you the greatest Applesauce Podcast episode to date. We have a 100% money to us guarantee. If you are not fully satisfied with this episode or any other episode, you are free to give us 100% of your money. Can you believe that guarantee, Aaron?
No, I can't.
Does any other podcast offer you a guarantee like that?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. We are pioneers in the podcast industry, and we are raising the bar of podcasting. The other podcasts are not going to be happy about it, but we don't care. Do you care, Aaron?
I don't.
I didn't think so. And as a special feature in today's episode, we have a new guest. It is Annabelle. How are you, Annabelle?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, Aaron and Annabelle, are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring your A game today?
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right, you're going to need it. All right, let's roll. So as always, we'll warm up with a few would you rather questions. First one. We'll start with you, Aaron. Would you rather begin every sentence with, hey, idiot, or end every sentence with, ha ha, I was just kidding?
So I'd still have the free will to choose the sentences, right? So I could make the sentences the opposite of what I wanted to say, and then end it with, ha ha ha, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but every sentence that you say, you have to either start with, hey, idiot, or ha ha, I was just kidding. Every sentence. So no matter the situation, as our normal fallback on, you're at a funeral.
Yeah.
And you go up to the person, maybe it's the spouse or the kid, or the maybe it's a person and their father just died, and you go, I'm so sorry for your loss. I was just kidding.
No, but then I would structure it as in, oh man, I'm not sorry whatsoever. Just kidding.
Yeah, would that be appropriate?
But it would be more appropriate than, hey, idiot, I'm sorry your father died.
So what do you think, Annabelle?
I agree with how you say the opposite. I agree with Aaron how you say the opposite of what you want. And then you say, haha, I'm just kidding. And that would basically is the opposite of what you're trying to say.
Well, hey, idiots, I would choose the hey, idiot, because I just want to say, hey, idiots, I've got something to tell you. Hey, idiot, I don't like you. Hey, idiot, I'm sorry for your loss, because I don't want to constantly go, ha, ha, I'm just kidding. And after a while, people just get used to you saying, hey, idiot, and they just say, okay, that he just calls everyone idiot, so it's forgotten.
What if you were in class, and you raise your hand, and then the teacher calls on you, Mike, what's your question? Hey, idiot, what's 2 + 2 again?
Well, hey, after a while, I will call him, hey, idiot, all year long, so eventually it just becomes his name.
Now, they might pick up, or they might just send you to the office a bunch of times.
You get a lot of detentions that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'd go in the detention, hey, idiot, I'm back again. All right.
They'd soon pick up.
Next question. Would you rather be a clown who distracts the bull or the cowboy who rides the bull? We'll start with you, Annabelle.
Probably the clown who distracts the bull, because I've been to a rodeo before and they have this little fence to keep all the bulls in. And the clown is kind of like the entertainer and is like the spotlight of the attention before the cowboy rides the bull. And you can probably get really hurt when you ride a bull.
Yeah, well, the clowns also, though, they're the ones that distract the bull. When the rider's thrown off the bull, the clown's the one that distract the bull so the rider can get away. So the bull is then trying to attack the clowns. And the rodeo clowns have gotten hurt before as well.
True, but you can jump up on the little fence beside it and climb over and be in the crowd so you won't get as hurt as badly as the cowboy.
True. The other thing is, if you're a cowboy on the bull, you're probably going to get hurt either way, being thrown off a bull versus the clown. There's a slight chance of getting hurt, but there's a higher probability of getting hurt being a cowboy on the bull, so I'd want it to be a clown.
I imagine, though, that cowboys get paid more money than the clowns do. I would, you know, so I think at least you're getting compensated better. And the cowboys actually now can wear the helmets. I don't think the clowns, they don't normally wear helmets for protection. The clown, you are actually trying to antagonize the bull to come after you so that the cowboy can get away. Whereas the cowboy, you're just riding it till you get thrown off and then you're trying to get out of the way, get out of there as quick as possible. I think I'd rather be the cowboy. Although, the clown would be kind of fun because they have those barrels they can jump in. You know, but the bulls will knock the barrels over and shove them all around too. So I don't know how that would feel like riding a barrel with a bull rolling you around the rink there. But
I'm already pretty good at antagonizing people to attack me anyway, so I think I'd be a pretty good clown.
All right, we got two clowns and a cowboy here.
Normally, okay. Though, when you're a clown, you'd have fun trying to distract the bull and.
Yeah, I think the cowboys have fun too. The cowboys are doing that. You know, I mean, it's a job for them, but they're obviously doing it because they love it, not because. They have to, you know, otherwise if they didn't love it, they wouldn't be out there doing what they do. I mean, both the clown and the cowboy both are risking their lives and at least their health at what they do. Neither job is easy.
True.
All right, next question. Aaron, would you rather always wear earmuffs or always wear a nose plug?
I would always wear a nose plug because with earmuffs you can't hear, but with a nose plug, you can swim better, easier. You don't have to plug your nose if you're going to go swimming. And you end up talking weird, of course, like I am now because I'm plugging my nose currently. But you'll get used to it eventually. Like, I assume people listening will eventually get used to me talking like this, I hope.
You're talking like a nerdy college professor or something. You know, that's what you sound like.
Well, I'm just plugging my nose. I'm actually...
Well, actually, the square root of 4 is 2, so I think you got that wrong. Hey, idiot.
Hey, idiot. The meteor didn't kill the dinosaurs.
Annabelle?
I'd rather wear earmuffs because, I've worn earmuffs before where they're very, like, they're not thick, they're thin, so you can still hear out of them, and... During summer, you can get ones that aren't really furry, and they're not very thick. And then during winter, they'll always keep your ears warm.
I think for me, it would be the earmuffs, because it's not like an ear plug. It's just an earmuff. Just because the nose is functional for breathing as well. So if you're plugging your nose up, I'm just thinking like eating. Like if you're eating or drinking... You now have to breathe out as well, which means more of a chance, I would think, of crossing over and breathing while you're drinking and water going down into your lungs. Just becomes an issue. I think of like constantly having a stuffy nose can really be annoying when you can't breathe out of your nose. I'm a nose breather, not a mouth breather, so I really hate when my nose is stopped up. So I think for me, the earmuffs would just make it harder to hear, but I'm getting hard to hear anyway, so it wouldn't be that different.
When you're sleeping, though, your nose plug, if you had a nose plug, you probably wouldn't be able to breathe in the middle of the night.
Would you have to wear the same earmuffs, or would you be able to switch them out, like Anna pointed out? Because technically, if you're always wearing earmuffs, you could never switch them.
I think you could do a quick switch. I think that would be okay. Because, I mean, the same with the nose plug. If you're wearing the same nose plug all the time, and then you get sick, that's going to be a pretty nasty nose plug. You're going to want to get that thing out and clean it.
True. Well, you can clean it in the shower.
Well, but you have to pull it out, though, still. So if you're pulling the nose plug out, you got to be able to take the earmuffs off and switch them out.
You don't have to. You can just clean it.
If that's the case, I would rather have earmuffs than a dirty nose plug in my nose all the time, because that would just be disgusting.
Who knows?
Plus, you never could blow your nose.
And?
That would just, no. If you don't blow it out, that stuff ends up going down your throat and into your body. And I don't want some of the stuff I blow out... I don't want going into me. I want that stuff out of me because that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
All right. Next question. Annabelle, would you rather there be a ding sound every time you wink?
Ding.
Or have a cartoonish gun sound go off when you make a finger gun?
Pew pew.
I think more of a pow, pow, pow.
No, it's like a cartoonish gun sound. Pew pew.
Okay, well, let's just say you could choose the sound of the gun or the type of ding you want.
Probably a ding sound every time I wink. Well, actually, I don't know.
What would your ding sound like? when you winked?
A quiet ding.
Like what? Give us an example here.
Like a ring ring.
That's or... more of a ring.
Yeah, okay. But I actually, now that I think about it, I made like a finger gun because I never really make a finger gun. And so it wouldn't really bother me that much.
How often do you wink?
Very often.
Okay. All right. Well, so you went the finger gun just because you don't want to have to use it.
I don't really want to use it or have to use it. Yeah.
Can I have both? I want both.
Yeah.
I wink a lot and that would be really cool. Ding. And I also make finger guns a lot.
What if you did the wink with the finger gun?
Ding.
Get the combo going.
So can I have both?
You never said you couldn't.
Sure, you can have my ding, because I don't want a ding when I wink.
Yeah.
I hardly ever wink. But I do like the finger gun sound, although that's probably politically incorrect nowadays to point a gun at someone and make a finger, like a fake shooting sound. But, you know, you kind of do the finger gun, the pew, pew, pew. I think that'd be kind of cool to have.
Imagine being in, like, the middle of crowded square for a convention where the president is showing up, and you just make finger, pew, pew.
That's when you end up in jail, especially if you start saying, hey, idiot.
Haha, just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
You'd probably get in school for making a gun with your finger. You'd probably get in trouble a lot.
Yeah, you probably would get in trouble for the gun, because like I said, nowadays it's probably not politically correct, and with a lot of the, sadly, a lot of the shootings going around, it may not be taken as a joke, it may be taken more seriously, so maybe the ding with the wink be more politically correct in this time, but I still like the finger gun sound.
Ding.
True, you'd probably still get in trouble, but some, like your friends or something, when you make the pew pew sound or something like that for the gun, you would most likely get in trouble, but then the haha, just kidding, would probably still get you in trouble.
Yeah, that's why I prefer the hey idiot.
I would start naming my fingers pew pew pistols, like pull out my pew pew pistols, pew pew.
Well, I wonder if you put a different finger out, would this it sound differently? Your pinky would be like a different sound than your index finger.
Well, like boom. It said make a finger gun.
Well, no, you wouldn't do it with different fingers. You don't make a finger gun with your pinky and your thumb.
Yeah.
However, you could do it with two, your middle, index, and thumb.
A double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
That was a weird sounding shotgun.
It was.
All right. Next question. Aaron, would you rather teleport randomly once a year to anywhere on the planet that you have no control over where you're going, or be stuck in 6-hour traffic once a year on a random day? So you can't control where you're being teleported, and you can't control which day you're being stuck in traffic.
I feel like it would be more expensive to be teleported, because...
It's such that, forget the cost, it's free.
No, but I'm not saying the expense, but getting back home would be expensive.
Well, so you're end of the day, you're teleported back automatically, so there's no expense, travel expenses.
Then that'd be awesome. Wait, what if you die? Like, you're just teleported in the middle of the ocean, and shark attack, da-da.
Well, if you die there, you're dead in real life, I mean.
Okay, so it's like the Matrix. So, then I still think it'd be cool to teleport, though, but I don't know about traffic. I don't want to be stuck in 6-hour traffic.
Yeah. I for me, I think, like you said, the coolness of being just not knowing one day you just all of a sudden get teleported and you wake up in some remote country, some remote place, it could be awesome. Because think of the things you could see, the place you could go. But what I worry about is, let's say where you are, it's summertime, and you wake up and you got your shorts and t-shirt on and you get teleported to Antarctica, you know, and it's wintertime there and you're not prepared to handle the environment. That could be deadly.
What if the teleport isn't across the world? It could be anywhere. So the chances of teleporting into the room next to you is just as likely as teleporting to Russia.
Yes. Well, I think it is. It just says, you said randomly teleport once you're to anywhere on the planet. But like you said, you could end up in the middle of the ocean and you're stuck there for a day. Being stuck in 6-hour traffic one day a year, I mean, that's really inconvenient for that one day, but I don't really see a long-term effect to that. As to the teleporting to a random place, you could end up in the middle of the jungle and fear of being attacked by a lion, or, you know, I just think of, there's so many deadly places you could go, where it could injure you or kill you as opposed to stuck in traffic is just an inconvenience for that day.
I would probably choose teleport randomly because when you teleport, normally if you're stuck in a 6-hour traffic, you would be doing something probably fun. 6 hours you would be stuck in traffic. If you're teleported, you'd be doing something fun probably. And it never said that you would be teleported there for a day and then be back. It said that you could teleport once a year. Now, you could stick there all year and then teleport to another place somewhere that other year.
That would change the whole out. If that was the case, I would definitely take the 6-hour traffic because I wouldn't really want to be teleported to some random country and be stuck there for a year and then have to, before I go somewhere else, because then you're basically starting your life over every year, unless you get teleported from the bedroom to the kitchen, then that's one thing. But you go from the USA, you end up in Antarctica, and you're stuck there for a year. You know, that could be miserable down there for a year until you get transported out of there or teleported out of there again. I'm thinking more of like this, it's just a one-day thing, you know, like the 6-hour traffic is one day, the teleport is one day. That's what I'm looking at. But I think for convenience factor, the 6-hour would be less of a intrusion into your life. It's just 6 hours, you're back, as opposed to the teleport can really have a major impact long-term.
What if you get teleported to a place that isn't deadly, but is just really bad? Like, your friend is going to the bathroom, and you get teleported into the bathroom.
What if it's a girl? Like, a girl bathroom.
As I'm saying, that's where I think the consequences and the inconvenience of the teleporting could really cause issues, as opposed to being stuck in traffic. You're just stuck in traffic for 6 hours, and it's just a pain in the butt for that 6 hours. It's miserable, but it's you then move on. Let's move on here. Okay, so instead of our usual useless facts section, today I'm going to share with you some crazy and even sometimes called stupid laws that, as far as I know, they're actually still in effect. Okay, so these are states in the U.S. These are laws that, from what I can tell, are still in the law books. So they're still can be applied to us today. So we'll start with the first one. In Texas, it is illegal to sell your eyeballs.
What?
I knew this. I've looked this up before. I've done plenty of research on it. I already knew this. And I think it would be really awesome to sell your eyeball and just get arrested. Like, you're in prison. What you in here for? Tried to sell my eyeball.
Well, first of all, why are you selling your eyeball? I'm struggling. And I'm kind of hoping that this is illegal in all states, not just Texas. I mean, can you go across the line to Oklahoma and sell your eyeball legally there?
Yes. Actually, I looked this up before. Yes, you can. Texas. I'm also curious, what happened that made them make it specifically illegal to sell your eyeball?
Did someone literally just go to someone and cut their eyeball out and say, hey, sell this?
Yeah, that's... I mean, I guess, you know, the black market, there's a black market for organs, so people have been known to sell kidneys and lungs and stuff in the black market to make money. So maybe that's, you know, people have actually tried to sell their eyeballs in the past, and Texas said, hey, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to make a law and make it illegal. It just really struck me as odd.
But if it says it's illegal to sell your own eyeball, you could sell someone else's eyeball. It doesn't say anything against that.
Yeah, well, I think it's illegal to take someone else's eyeball without their permission. And if they give you permission, then they are part of the selling, which then makes it illegal.
They could just get, hey, here's my eyeball. That's not selling it. And then you sell it. And, hey, here's some money for doing me a favor, quote-unquote favor.
I think in a court of law that if they end up paying you money and you gave them an eyeball, quote-unquote free of charge, they gave you money, I think that could be...
No, you just... They mow your lawn and you pay them an extreme sum of money.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly. But why, to go back, why would you give someone your eyeball for free anyway?
To make money.
Okay, so then you're selling it.
Yeah.
No, technically, by law, like, in the court, you aren't selling it. You're just getting paid a lot for mowing someone's lawn and getting
an eyeball. So the judge says, Aaron, why did you give Annabelle your eyeball for free?
I'm not going to take it.
Because she's a good... friend of mine. I thought she deserved my eyeball.
I don't think that would fly. I don't think a judge would look at you and say, oh, so you just thought she's a good friend, so you're just going to give her your eyeball?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly. Okay. Just, if you ever go to Texas, don't sell your eyeballs. Don't even try to sell your eyeballs. It could be an undercover cop there.
I'm not.
All right, so in, and I hope I don't get this name wrong, but it's Paulding, P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, in Paulding, Ohio, it is legal for law enforcement to bite a dog if they think it will calm the dog down.
Well, you gotta give the dog CPR, but the dog's going crazy. Bite him in the leg so his heart attack hurts less than the leg.
Okay, there's a lot wrong with that whole statement. Yeah.
Well, technically they should be able to do anything if they think it'll help the dog.
Well, and I guess apparently at one point in time biting the dog was not legal. And then they decided, hey, you know what? If that'll calm the dog down, let's make it legal. But I'm thinking, in what situation would biting a dog calm it down?
It would hurt them.
I mean,
depends on your teeth sharpness.
First of all, I don't think I'd ever want to bite a dog. But yeah. if I were to bite a dog, I don't think it would calm it down.
Maybe it's an excuse. You could say, I thought it would help it better, but really, it just bit you, and you're mad at it. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
But if the dog is biting you, putting your face closer to it is not a good idea.
If it's biting you, bite its tail.
I'm not putting my face down where the dog is, though, because that you want to protect your face when there's a dog attacking you.
True.
All right. I don't know what else to go with that one, so let's move on. So in Quitman, Georgia, it is illegal for chickens to cross the road.
Why?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
He didn't in Quitman, Georgia. If he did, he'd have been arrested. So it's, why is the chicken in jail in Georgia? Because he crossed the road. There you go. That's the joke.
But would they arrest chickens?
Well, I mean, it doesn't say it's illegal for a farmer to force the chicken to cross the road. It's illegal for the chicken. So the chicken crossed the road, he gets arrested, I guess.
Would the farmer get arrested if he was trying to bring a chicken? Like, if the chicken got across the road and didn't get arrested, didn't get seen, except for the farmer, would the farmer get arrested for bringing the chicken back to the farm?
Well, the law doesn't say it's illegal for, like I said, the law didn't say it's illegal for the farmer to take a chicken across the road. It's illegal for the chicken to cross the road. So if the farmer carried a chicken across, the chicken gets arrested, but the farmer's free to go. So I'm, you know.
I figured it out. Self-aware chickens didn't want other chickens to get hit by cars, so they made this law. So that other chickens wouldn't get hit by cars or they'd be arrested.
Well, what gets me is chickens crossing the road a big issue in that area? Because, to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a chicken cross the road. So I can't imagine that that's a huge concern to the point of why they would make a law to make it illegal for chickens to cross the road. And are the chickens actually reading the law books? Do they understand that they can't cross the road? I mean, are there signs up that say, chicken, you cannot cross the road here?
Maybe they're trying to cross the road, but then the farmer goes, no, bad chicken, you do not cross the road.
I wonder, it says cross road. What about if chickens were to fly over the road? Would that be allowed? They just can't walk across it, maybe?
It's a loophole, yes. I don't know.
I mean, or are there certain chicken crosswalks that are legal for chickens to cross? Or are there chicken bridges the chickens can walk over the bridge? There's got to be a way for a chicken to get across the road, because if they were to, otherwise there would be places the chickens could never ever go because they could never ever get across the road.
Jaywalking chickens.
I'm just trying to process, how did this law get made?
That's what's wrong with all these, I think, is that there's something had to have happened to cause someone to create this law, and for the system, you know, the senators, the congressmen of the state, for them to actually vote for this law. I mean, to put it into effect, it boggles the mind here. Anyway, so move on. In North Carolina, it is illegal to sing off key.
Well, if someone was singing off key where I was, I'd arrest them.
What if you were learning?
Just don't sing off key.
Yeah, and you'd get arrested.
But then my thing would be, isn't that somewhat subjective in the fact that off key, is that really a measurable thing?
Yeah. It can be measured. It's just hard to do it by ear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So do the law enforcement have to carry around some kind of machine and they hold it up when you're singing and make sure, I mean, like, do they go around to bars on Friday nights and go around to the drunks that are in the bar singing and go, oh, you're off key, you're going to jail.
Well, another thing, though, is I think some of these laws, they don't actually enforce. They're there.
I don't think so either.
But they don't enforce them.
I doubt in Georgia, in Quitman, Georgia, they're arresting chickens for crossing the road.
There might be one cop, though, who's just really, really petty and just has perfect pitch and hates it when people sing off key. So he got this law made and they're like, okay, it's not much a big deal. So he can arrest people.
I guess. I don't know. Just know if you're in North Carolina, do not sing off key. Otherwise, you could be arrested.
It's like, hey, why are you in jail? Singing off key.
All right. In Gainesville, Georgia, you are not allowed to eat fried chicken any other way than with your hands. So you can't use knives, forks, anything, chopsticks with fried chicken. You can only use your hands. You can't use someone else's hands. You only use your hands.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. That's the way you typically eat fried chicken. But I have seen people use knives and forks to eat fried chicken before.
They deserve to be in jail.
Why if you want to get the bone, like, what if you want to get the bone out of the chicken,
you eat around
chicken
it.
Before,
yeah.
And you don't want to accidentally eat a chicken bone or bite on a chicken bone and hurt your teeth or something?
You pull it out before you cook it. Once it's cooked and fried, you no longer can pull it out. You have to eat it. You use your hands and use your mouth to eat the meat off of it. And at least in Gainesville, Georgia. The rest of the country, you can use it any ways you want to eat it, I guess. All right. In Washington, and I'm assuming this is the state of Washington. I didn't really clarify, but I'm assuming it's in the state of Washington. A motorist with criminal intentions must stop at the city limits and telephone the chief of police as he or she is entering a town.
Say that again.
So if I'm a motorist and I'm entering a town in the state of Washington and I have criminal intentions for entering a town, I must stop at the town line, call the chief of police and let him know that I'm entering the town. Now, it doesn't say I have to let him know what I'm there for. I just have to, hey, chief of police. Hey, idiot, chief of police. My name is Mike, and I'm entering the town of Wasababa, Washington.
Haha, just kidding.
And hang up. Now, I guess if he gets that phone call, he goes, okay, that guy, Mike, has criminal intentions because he just called me, and he knows that it's against the law to enter the town without calling. So it's almost like you have to announce, the criminals have to announce as they enter each town, with the chief of police, which makes perfect sense that they would do that, but why would a criminal do that?
Who's going to stop them? Or, technically, though, in court, though, if they were to say, you didn't phone the chief of police, then they could just say, I gained criminal intentions while I was already in the town.
That's true. It depends on what they're in town for, and then if they could prove otherwise, I guess, they maybe could prove, well, you bought supplies to break into that safe over in the neighboring town, and brought him back in, so you had intent. You know, we knew your intentions were before you came in. But I just, if they're a criminal and they have criminal intentions, I doubt they're going to stop the town line and call the chief of police and let them know they're coming into town.
Give the chief a tinkle in the blower.
If you don't know what that is, check out our last episode. All right. Now, in Arizona, if you are caught stealing soap, you must wash yourself with that bar of soap until it is completely used up.
Okay, that is just weird.
That sounds awesome. Like, you're in Bath and Body Works. What if it's not a bar of soap? Like, you just got hand soap. You're stealing it from Bath and Body Works. You're like, no, stop. Wash your hands. A lot.
That would probably dry your hands out. Now, I'm just, I mean, the thing that gets me is, if you're stealing soap, it's probably because you need it. So to force you to then wash yourself with it, you're actually getting what you want out of it, in a sense. I mean, you're having to wash yourself a lot more than you probably thought, but in the end, you're coming out clean, which is the whole idea of stealing soap, I would think.
Okay, well, then you could just... That's not a bad way of punishing people, then.
Well, that's what I thought. It's not a punishment, really. Other than unless they have to, like, just stand there in Bath and Body Works and wash their whole body with soap right there. Like, they're not going to the shower to use it. They're right there in public. Now, that becomes humiliating.
Well, then they won't steal soap again.
Well, that's true. But if they get to go to the showers, you know, for the employees, or back home and wash with soap, and why wouldn't they just go back again and steal soap later and clean themselves again? All right. So in Washington, again, I'm assuming this is the state of Washington. I'm almost positive, because this wouldn't make sense in Washington, D.C. In Washington, you can be arrested and or fined for harassing Bigfoot.
So if you had the intentions of harassing Bigfoot in the town you're about to enter and you're a motorist, got to give the chief a tinkle in the blower saying, hey, I'm entering this town. And then you can go and harass Bigfoot.
They know where you are right away.
Well, yeah, you've immediately committed a crime. Even though you called and gave your attention, it doesn't mean that you can still do your intention. It's still illegal to harass Bigfoot, even though you made the phone call. But you're right. My thing is really, you should be arrested or fined for harassing anybody. I mean, Bigfoot should have the same rights that we have, right?
No, Bigfoot isn't a citizen. Bigfoot isn't a human being. Therefore, Bigfoot doesn't have the same rights. They needed to give Bigfoot some rights.
Are you sure Bigfoot's not a human being? Have you run DNA samples on him yet?
Not that I'd tell you.
Well,
he could just be a really tall person or a short person in a costume with stuffing up the top.
They just haven't shaved in a while.
Yeah. And they haven't bathed because he hasn't stole a bar of soap, so he hasn't been able to bathe. I mean, I just think it should be illegal to harass anyone. Not just Bigfoot, but anyone. I think that's a law should apply to everyone. That's a law that every state should adopt. No one should be allowed to harass Bigfoot or anyone else. Other than if you're at like a ball game and you're harassing the opposing team because you don't like them. That we can live with. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. Aaron, Annabelle, you got any last words you want to share or say?
Nope.
No, not
Nothing?
Really.
All right. Well, we would like to thank you for downloading and listening to the Applesauce Podcast. If you would like to contact us, you can do so by email, theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
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 Or on Facebook. It's at facebook.com/theapplesaucepod. Now, Aaron, Annabelle, and I have one request for you. Please help us spread the word about this podcast by rating and reviewing this podcast on iTunes or wherever you are accessing the show, please. Then also, so I take that back, we have two requests. That was the first, rate and review us. The second is, we'd like you to like and share us on Facebook. We thank you in advance for your support. Again, thank you for downloading and listening to the Applesauce Podcast. And with that, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
That's pretty useless.